It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
Growing up, I can't get it out of my head. My father used to ask me to sit up everywhere we go, at restaurants, in the car. And I kept thinking, what difference does posture make? And now that I'm turned in my father's age, I'm doing the same thing with my son who's in his 20s, saying sit up. Because as I've gotten older, I realize it makes a huge difference in not only how people see you, can make a difference in how you look, but also in your health. And so I want to talk more about it. Today's guest is Ruben Castaneda. And I may have mispronounced that, Ruben. Forgive me. You'll help me out here. But Ruben's a staff writer at U.S. News and World Report and covers health and wellness. And he's been there for a number of years just writing health and wellness as a reporter. He's been a senior editor at General Dynamics. He's an author, staff writer. I could go on and on. But Ruben, I want to get down through this because this is something that I really, truly care a lot about in posture. So first, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And did I get the last name right before I go too far?
The correct name, which most people cannot pronounce, would be Castaneda with a tilde over the N. Most people say Castaneda or some variant of that.
Okay. Well, see, I told you I'd show my ignorance
here. You can just call me Ruben. It's fine.
Ruben. We'll go with that because I can do. And I want to find more where the name's from, but let's jump to posture first, okay? So
sure.
Posture, you know, you've recently done a story on this, and I want to ask you about it because posture impacts not just how we look, but also our health. And so how can it play such an effect on us? I mean, posture we often overlook. We slouch. Yeah. Help me out.
Well, that's right. You talked about your father admonishing you. For me, it was my mom, and it turns out mom was exactly right that we should sit up straight, and it does have an impact on how on our health and how we feel about ourselves. It turns out that having poor posture can put more stress on certain muscles and joints, which can cause them to be overworked and therefore fatigued. Many patients who have chronic pain issues can be helped by addressing their poor posture, doctors will tell you. It also affects your outlook on the world. There's actually research on this that shows that people who have good posture tend to have a more positive outlook on the world and feel better about themselves, and people with poor posture tend to have a more negative outlook and to not have tend to have problems with their self-esteem. So there's a myriad of ways that posture affects our health.
I'd go even further. I think how people perceive you. When you're slouched over, it looks, to me, you look negative or that you are kind of down. When you're standing up straight, it looks like you're excited and you look more proud or like you're saying, it just a stronger presence. But so let me ask you, I don't know if your mom taught you this. My father used to tell me this. When you put your hands to your side, turn your thumbs outward. Did your mom ever tell you that?
That's a trick that I've never been taught, I have to admit.
You're being polite now. He's about to laugh. Okay. So if you put your hands down and turn your thumbs outward, it forces your shoulders back. And so that's how I learned the habit. If I would do that for a while or more often, your shoulders are held back. And so later you don't have to do that because but it's a way to train yourself. And it was something that I've tried to teach my son and other people because it really does. People don't realize how much they slouch over, especially as we get older. Let's face it. I don't know about you, but I know me. I'm in my 50s now, so I would normally slouch over if it hadn't been ingrained in me so much.
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right. I think that many times people are not aware that they may be slouching, and you know the way the world is today, you know, many of us spend hours and hours and hours in our jobs, sitting at a desk in front of a computer. And that's where a lot of the people get in trouble with slouching. It's easy to fall into a habit of sitting a certain way if you're not conscious about the importance of having good posture. So experts will tell you that if you spend a lot of time sitting at a computer for your work, you should make a point of making sure that you're sitting, not only sitting up straight, but that you take frequent breaks, like one every hour to just get up, stretch, maybe take a short walk. That'll help keep your muscles circulating.
Oh, that's a good point. The other is your eyeglasses. I notice when I don't wear the proper glasses or don't get them adjusted regularly, I lean more into the monitor to be able to read it, and now I'm hurting my posture again. And I actually didn't realize it till I got my new glasses once, and everybody else around me was laughing, saying, "Oh, finally, you're not slouching." And I didn't realize what a difference my own glasses made.
Oh yeah, it's of course it's also imperative to have the right prescription if you wear glasses. I came to a point in my life like you, in my 50s, and I started having to wear prescription glasses about 7 years ago, and I don't know what I would do if I didn't have them. I'm sure that I would be contorting myself in all sorts of odd ways to try to be able to read off of the screen. But it makes a difference because it turns out that your forward head posture, something called forward head posture, is a common condition that happens when your head is aligned forward in relation to your spine. Ideally, your head and neck would align with your shoulders, you know, if you're viewing from the side. So if you're lurched forward over time, you could develop a myriad of musculoskeletal dysfunctions that impact different parts of your body. They could cause strains in your neck muscles, which could lead to tension headaches. So it's definitely affects not just the way you look and the way people perceive you, but also your health.
Wow. There's a lot. I mean, you don't realize, you take for granted your posture. So everybody listening right now, think about how you're sitting right now and sit back up for a minute and just see the difference just by putting your shoulders back that it'll make. But okay, now let me ask you, you talked about some of the physical aspects. What about some of the emotional aspects of posture?
Well, I think that's something that's not talked about very often. But it's something that definitely is an important aspect of this issue. It turns out that there's research on this that shows that people who have good posture tend to view themselves and the world in a more positive manner, and to have better moods. Actually, for example, there was a study published in March 2017 in the Journal of Behavior Therapy and Experimental Psychiatry that found that adopting an upright posture may increase positive effect, reduce fatigue, and decrease self-focus in people with mild to moderate depression. And I think, you know, experts will tell you that people who grapple with depression and other mood disorders, that, you know, many times they tend to be very focused inwardly on themselves, and that, you know, not so much on the outer world. So this is a really interesting aspect of this study. It turns out that if you have better posture, you tend to be more outwardly focused and not so, this would be a non-clinical way of saying it, but not so self-involved.
Wow.
So it definitely affects, you know, people who sit upright. Again, this is according to research, have reported, you know, higher levels of self-esteem, higher levels of overall alertness, less fear than people who have poor posture.
It's amazing. Some of the things we just take for granted. Now, we're going to run out of time here. Ruben is with usnews.com and has written a story, 10 Ways Poor Posture Can Harm Your Health. So we're going to put a link up on our website so you can go over and check it out, because posture is going to change your life, and you're going to look younger, feel better, and just change your life in so many ways. While you're checking out his article, put your arms by your side, turn your thumbs out, and see what we're talking about. Ruben, I want to thank you for joining us today. You've hit a topic I absolutely love. It goes a little outside of chemicals, but I think it's a part of our health and beauty. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru. And remember, if you've got a question about beauty, just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.